Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
The Fox News Channel, boy.
Yeah.
And we still talk to Fox. Look, I'm a consumer of Fox News. I've watched The Five. I watch Jesse Waters. I will watch Gutfeld. I'm not totally... I like Gutfeld better on The Five than I do his late-night program.
I agree with that.
The first full month without Tucker Carlson cost them about 32% of their primetime viewers. They barely only beat out MSNBC last month without Tucker. So throughout April, Fox averaged 2.072 million primetime viewers. But in May, it collapsed to 1.4 without Tucker. And I don't know what happened. There's a lot of theories. One of the theories is the Dominion voting thing, where they said, hey, we'll settle with you guys for like almost $800 million, but you're letting Tucker Carlson go. And on the heels of that 60 Minutes episode where they profiled Ray Epps in the January 6th thing, and Tucker's been really hard on him for that, and he was going to go out that night and do and respond to that 60 Minutes piece. Producers are like, no, you can't. Well, that's it. That's ball game then. Fox is trying to silence him, of course. They're going to pay him tens of millions of dollars to sit out through the 2024 election.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I'll give you one example. My wife and I were very loyal Tucker viewers. I mean, I like watching Tucker. If we're home, which is most time at that time of night, you know, we're going to be watching Tucker. And I couldn't even tell you the name of the guy who's filling in for Tucker right now.
I mean, I think it's been like a car wash of a rotating revolving door of hosts, right?
Guys,
I don't know.
There you go. And so I'm being unfair in the sense that I can't say I don't like him because I haven't watched him, but it's just not Tucker. And I tuned in because I liked what Tucker had to say, much more so, frankly, than anybody else on Fox. And Fox does itself a disservice. Sometimes they go too far off in one direction and they cost themselves some credibility. But it was better than anything else out there. And Tucker was by far the rock star in that lineup. And man, what a major hit they're taking.
Tucker never even had anything to do with that Dominion
stuff.
Like, he wasn't involved. He was saying, show me the proof.
Right.
Like, what's her name? Lynn Powell or Sidney Powell or whatever.
Judge Perino.
But Trump's lawyers.
Powell and
Rudy Giuliani.
Yes.
It was Perino and Bartiromo. And
Bongino, I think.
Maybe
was
Bongino
on it for
a little bit there. Was on that kick that it was the Dominion voting machines that were fixed, that were hacked into, completely untrue. And again, like you said earlier, I'm not convinced that nothing shady didn't happen. But I always have said, definitely big tech colluded with. Big tech and social media colluded with the Democrats to change the outcomes of that election, no question. But never enough evidence for Mike Pence to, you know, not certify it? I don't think so.
Exactly.
I really don't think so. And that is an unpopular opinion with some people, even in our audience, even by the hardcore MAGA crowd, for sure.
Exactly.